Shamika Copeland has a new album. She's in our studio and poised to play the title track of Outskirts of Love.
Woman at the bus stop in a wedding gown. There's a ticket in her hand. She's headed out of town, carrying a suitcase bound up with string. It was all that she had left since she pawned her wedding ring. When I passed by later, she had gone away, and a homeless man was holding a bouquet. Living on the outskirts of love. With a dolly outside the door, that's how mama tells her to go and play some more. Mama's entertaining a special man inside. Wouldn't it be fun to go run and hide? Hallway's freezing, there's hardly any heat. It's getting darker on the street. Living on the outskirts of love. Living on the outskirts of love. When you can't find the things you've been dreaming of, you're living on the outskirts. Living on the outskirts.
That was terrific. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Shamika Copeland, her guitar player, Arthur Nielsen, thank you very much for joining us, too. Title track off the new CD, Outskirts of Love. You, of course, the daughter of the great late Texas bluesman Johnny Clyde Copeland. You did a lot of music in the beginning that sort of sounded like you were his daughter.
Yeah.
You on to something else now?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up on record. I started making records at 18 years old. And, you know, you're really limited at 18 on what you can sing about. But I love...
you haven't seen a lot of life.
Exactly. But, you know, just aging and growing. 36 years old now. I've lived a lot. I've seen a lot. Traveling all around Europe and the world. I mean... It really opens your eyes to things, and I want to talk about it, whether it's domestic violence, whether it's date rape, whether it's politicians who are completely corrupt. I want to talk about it all.
Do I have this right? You were, was it 8 years old and your father brought you on stage at the Cotton Club?
Yeah, about then, yeah.
Oh, my word. And what did you do on stage? Remember?
I did a song called Stingy. My daddy wrote a song, I got a boy, sweet as he can be. The only fart he got that I can see, he too stingy with the love for me. It's completely ridiculous.
As an 8-year-old girl? Oh, my word. Yeah.
Exactly. I was talking about my daddy, I guess.
Was it good to travel with your father during those years?
You know, I did. I spent, mostly it was the last 2 years, about from ages 16 to 18, mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time on the road with Dad, and it was great. I mean, he came to me and he was like, you know, I need you to come out on the road and help me, you know, open up the show and blah, 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 you know, stuff like that. But he was full of crap. He was helping me all along. I wasn't helping him with anything. He was helping me and getting me prepared for this life I was about to have. You know?
Yeah. This CD has a lot of original material, but you also interpret some tunes here.
Yes.
Of songs that are made famous by Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, ZZ Top, Creedence Clearwater, Solomon Burke. I Feel a Sin Coming On.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
He just sits there. His eyes on me. I shake with temptation, just knowing what it could be. I ought to go home, feel a sin right now. I feel a sin right now. Coming on.
Boy, that's a very powerful song. What do you try and put into an interpretation of a classic like that?
I guess you just jump inside of it. In that particular song, I put myself, you know, in a bar as a lonely woman looking for a little bit of love.
Yeah.
You know, so you just jump inside of it and try to become it, you know.
But you feel a sin coming on.
You feel a sin coming on, yeah.
Loneliness will make people do stuff.
That's right. It sure will.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure will.
Do you make it a point to include one of your father's songs?
Every record that I've done so far. I mean, I certainly wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for him. So I always say I grew up in Harlem, right smack dab in the middle of the hip-hop era. So if my father wasn't a blues artist, I wouldn't have grown up listening to blues music and gospel and country and soul, and I wouldn't have fallen in love with it. So I'm grateful to him for giving me this amazing gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The song of your father's that you do on this album is Devil's Hand.
Yes.
What made you choose that one?
It just seemed perfect for this record. I have a hard time every record picking the one that I want to do, because there's like at least, you know, 40 that I want to do. But I thought this one was perfect for this record. I mean, everybody's on the outskirts of something, whether it's homelessness, love, you know, you can't find what you're dreaming of. And this song is about having the devil trying to come in and screw your life up. And that's like everybody's going through that.
Well, that's, I mean, no need to take that personally. That's just his business, right?
That's his business. Exactly. And so I thought, wow, this one fits perfectly, Dad. This one fits perfectly.
Well, I'd like you. Could you play us out on it?
Absolutely.
Well, let me thank you first. Shamika Copeland, along with Arthur Nielsen, her on guitar. Her new album is called Outskirts of Love. Let's listen now to Devil's Hand.
Woke up early one morning, saw the devil playing his hand. Woke up early one morning, saw the devil playing his hand. You know he wrecked my life just like a hurricane.